This is Jennifer Ormson, Veterans History Project, interview number 12. Okay. Start again. What's your name?
I'm R.O. Wayton. I'm a veteran of World War II and the Korean War. During World War II, I was with the 69th Composite Wing with Claire Chennault's Flying Tigers in China.
Okay, wait a second. I'm going to have to... So I got your name, and I'm going to have to get your birthday, too, unfortunately.
Okay.
So your birthday is?
My birthday is June 11th, 22.
2/11/22?
So I'll be 82 years old in just a couple more weeks.
Right. And where are you from?
I'm from Los Gatos, California. I'm married to a wonderful woman, still married to her, and I'm extremely happy that I was able to bring her to Washington to see this event, because it's so historical, and I personally feel like a little kid who's been waiting for Christmas for 60 years. And finally, this thing has happened. I worked pretty hard as a regional chairman in Los Gatos, Campbell, and Saratoga, California, raising funds for this thing. I started about 3 years ago, and I raised I don't know how many thousands of dollars towards this great and historical event, and particularly this monument that represents so much of the greatest generation that ever lived in this country, bar none, except for the founding fathers. I am in great hopes that we will come up with a generation soon that will be able to match what we had done for our nation. And I am ashamed to say that we're hated all over the world today, and that's not what America stands for. That's not what I fought for, but it's going to take a great united effort on the part of several great generations before we could make America great as it was during the 1940s. Aside from that, I'll go back to my combat record. I flew 99 combat missions in China, and I was stationed at Yunnan Yi, which was a forward staging area of fighters. My final flight that I flew was called an administrative flight because the war was over. And my orders were to fly from Nanning, China to Fukuoka, Japan. And then from Fukuoka, Japan, I was to photograph Hiroshima, or what was left of it. It was such a shock to me when I came up at a 5,000 foot level that I forgot to turn on the cameras. And from that day on, I vowed that I would work for peace. So today I enjoy the 1985 Nobel Peace Prize. Since that day, I've visited over 26 countries, working with the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, and also Physicians for Social Responsibility. We were at such a critical time in our history that we could have wiped out this entire planet. And I want my grandchildren and their grandchildren to know how much I really love this country. Can't say any more now. Thank you.
What's your last name? Can you spell your last name?
back to composure again. My last name is W-A-I-T-O-N. It's pronounced Waiton. Like I'm waiting for this country to get back on its feet again.
I think I'll remember that name. And what branch of service?
I was with the 14th Air Force, Chenault's Flying Tigers.
And you are a World War II veteran. I just want to make sure I get it.
I'm a World War II veteran and a veteran of the Korean War.
And a veteran of the Korean War.
So I'm repeating myself.
Yes, that's how we are in these bureaucratic institutions. We repeat sometimes. And where did you serve?
In China.
In China.
In China.
All right.
All my time is spent in China.
All right. I think we got what we need.